Too wet, too dry. Too little, too much. Some places in the world are dry, and it hardly rains at all. In other places, it can rain for months without stopping. Too little rain or too much rain can cause problems for living things. The environment in a dry place looks different from one that gets lots of rain. One of the driest places on Earth is the Atacama Desert. Some places in this desert haven't had any rain for hundreds of years. A Mars on Earth. In the Atacama Desert, there is no moisture in the air, so there are very few clouds. This makes Atacama a good place to look at the stars. Some people think that parts of this desert don't look like Earth at all. Scientists have set up a space station here. They think that the land is a lot like the land on Mars. In the parts of the desert that are very dry, there is no life at all. Living in the Atacama Desert. Animals, plants, and even some people do live in the Atacama Desert. They have found ways to survive. There is little water, but fog comes in from the ocean. People use nets to catch the fog. The fog clings to the net, then the water drips down the net into troughs. In a dry place like Atacama, nothing rots. People have found mummies buried in the sand and salt. Some of the mummies are thousands of years old. Fog net. A wet place. One of the wettest places on Earth is in the East Khasi Hills in India. Here it rains for many months of the year. People go for a long time without seeing the sun. Then, after all the rain, there is a drought. During the rainy season, it is very hard for people to go outside. The rain can come down sideways because of the winds. Some say it comes down in such thick sheets you can't even see the drops. Good and bad. All this rain falling for so long causes problems for the people who live in the East Khasi Hills. There can be floods. Roads can turn into rivers. It is hard to grow anything because the rain washes seeds and crops away. As well, it washes away the good topsoil. The rain brings insects and diseases. It makes many things rot. The rain has, however, created beautiful waterfalls and caves. People come from all over the world to explore them. People come to see the beautiful waterfalls in the East Khasi Hills. Learning to live in different climates. The climate is very important to every living thing. Some climates can provide too much of one thing or not enough of something else. Living things have to learn how to survive in the climate they live in. In hot deserts, some animals live underground. An underground house might work well for people who live in hot places. But in a place where it rains for months, an underground house might not be such a good idea at all. Some people live in these cave homes in Turkey.